Welcome to the deep dive. This is where your curiosity really drives what we explore.
Exactly.
You, our listener, the learner, you've sent us down another, pretty fascinating rabbit hole, or maybe more like a tech-filled tornado this time.
Yeah, that fits. Our job, as always, is to pull out the really key stuff, the important insights from the material you give us.
Right. We want you to feel informed, get those aha moments, but without, you know, getting totally bogged down in all the details.
Couldn't have said it better. So today's deep dive is into a document called Wizard of Oz 2035 5May.pdf. We're looking at chapters 1 through 11, plus the epilogue.
And let me tell you, get ready. This is, well, it's a long way from the yellow brick road you might remember.
Oh, definitely. Forget the Kansas, you know.
Yeah, this is 2035. We're in something called the Kansas Containment Zone. Just picture, like, a really desolate, environmentally wrecked place.
Grim setting. And our main character is Dorothy Gale, 16 years old. She is living in a biodome.
Which is a self-contained habitat, right? Artificial. Yeah,
exactly. With her Aunt Em and Uncle Henry. And she has Toto.
Ah, Toto.
But Toto's a cyber terrier here, a final gift from her father in this sort of isolated world they're in.
A cyber terrier. Okay, so the tech angle starts right away.
Right from the get-go. And those first chapters, they really throw you into their struggle, just survival.
Also.
There's a Category 5 particle storm think, like a hurricane, but with high energy particles, just hammering their biodome.
Wow.
And their power. It's running dangerously low. This isn't just, you know, inconvenient weather. It's life or death inside that fragile bubble.
You can feel that tension right off the bat. They're really on the edge.
Mm-hmm. And then the storm hits full force. Their only safe place is this reinforced cellar under the dome.
Okay, so they head for the cellar.
They try, but in the chaos, the biodome's anchors, they just fail.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the whole structure's ripped free. It starts spiraling up right into the storm.
It's terrifying.
And Dorothy's trying to hang on to Toto. Everything's going crazy. And then she just blacks out as the whole biodome plummets down.
Talk about an unexpected trip out of Kansas.
Seriously. So chapter 2 starts, and Dorothy wakes up. She's in the wreckage of the biodome.
Still alive, thankfully.
Yes. But the landscape outside, it's completely transformed. Super vibrant, almost alien. Nothing like the dusty Kansas she left.
Alien how?
Like glowing plants, really tall ones, and these massive machines everywhere. Atmospheric purifiers, the text calls them. Probably cleaning the air. This is Sector East of OZ.
OZ. Okay, there it is. And does she find anything else? The crash site must be messy.
It is. And outside the wreckage, she sees this crushed figure wearing a pair of silver boots.
Silver boots, not ruby slippers. Interesting.
Definitely a deliberate echo, but updated. And these boots, well, they belong to someone important.
Yeah.
The Eastern Sector Overseer, an AI named E4ST. And just after finding the boots, Dorothy meets the Cyber Munchkins.
Cyber Munchkins. Okay, what are they like?
Small beings, sort of a mix of organic parts and machine parts. And they're actually celebrating.
Celebrating? Why?
Because apparently the biodome crashing down landed right on E4ST and terminated the Overseer.
So Dorothy accidentally became a liberator.
Pretty much. Her crash landing freed them from E4ST's control. Total accident.
Wow. Okay, this world is getting weirder. Who shows up next?
Inor Orthi. Described as a rogue AI hologram, like a 3D projection, but she's got her own mind.
A rogue AI. Sounds cool. What does Indorth tell her?
This is where the bigger picture starts to form. Anorth explains that Kansas is beyond something called the Great Firewall.
A Great Firewall? Like a digital barrier.
Exactly. So massive, apparently, that nothing from OZ can get back to Kansas. But Anorthi suggests the main AI, the central intelligence, called OZ, located in the Emerald City Hub.
Let me guess. OZ might be able to help her get home.
That's the hope Anorthi offers. And Orseith gives Dorothy the silver boots, E4ST's data boots.
Data boots. So they're not just footwear.
Definitely not. They have navigation protocols built in, like super advanced GPS, basically. They're meant to guide her along the yellow data line.
Yellow data line. Okay.
T to the Emerald City Hub. But there's a catch.
Always a catch.
And North warns her that the Western Sector's Overseer, another powerful AI called W3ST, is going to want those boots badly.
Ah, conflict brewing already.
Yep. So for protection, NOR 3 puts this unique digital mark on Dorothy's forehead.
Okay, so she's got the boots, a destination, a warning, and this weird mark. Hmm. She sets off.
She does, following this glowing data path. And the first character she meets is, well, not what you'd expect.
Who is it?
It's an agricultural drone, Unit 734. Hmm. And she finds it literally impaled on a pole.
Impaled? Ouch. In a field.
Yeah, but a field of metallic corn, like metal stalks, metal kernels, shiny.
Metallic corn, right. And the drone, is it okay?
Not really. It's malfunctioning, kind of glitching out. And it keeps saying it wants a new CPU, a new brain.
It wants a brain upgrade.
From who?
From the great OZ, it hopes.
Okay, so this drone is stuck and wants a brain. Does Dorothy help it?
She does. Maybe out of kindness or just it's the right thing to do. She frees Unit 734.
And what does the drone do?
It figures, logically, that its best chance for an upgrade is with Dorothy heading towards OZ. So Unit 734 decides to go with her.
The start of her unusual crew. Who's next?
Next, they find T1N. The script calls him a fabrication drone, a tin smith.
Tin smith. Okay, the parallels are pretty strong here. Where do they find him?
In this grove of synthetic trees. You know, artificial ones. And T1N is busy working on this absolutely massive, rusted-out mech, like a giant robot.
What's his deal? Why is he out there?
Well, T1N explains that its emotional core got corrupted. An override command from W3ST, the Western Overseer, again.
W3ST seems like trouble. So what did the override do?
It basically wiped out its ability to feel empathy. So it can get things, but it doesn't connect emotionally.
So it wants a heart.
Mm-hmm.
Or the tech equivalent.
Exactly. An emotional processing module. That's what it wants from OZ.
A brain, a heart. The gang's coming together. Does T1N join them?
Yep. Sees the trip to the Emerald City Hub as its best shot at getting that module. So now it's Dorothy, Toto, Unit 734, and T1N.
Quite the group. What happens next? Things get dangerous, I bet.
You bet right. They get attacked by a huge cyber lion, model L10N.
A cyber lion. Okay, that sounds intimidating, like a security drone.
It is. Big, looks fierce, but here's the twist.
What?
Its courage protocols are corrupted. So despite looking like this powerful, scary robot lion, it's actually a massive coward.
A cowardly cyber lion. That's brilliant.
Yeah.
How do they deal with it?
Well, Dorothy, faced with this huge attacking machine, somehow finds this burst of real courage, just stands her ground.
And that works.
Surprisingly, yes. Her unexpected bravery makes the cyber lion back down.
Wow.
And then L10N confesses its own problem, the corrupted courage programming. It wants OZ to fix it to give it a proper courage protocol.
So, let me guess.
Yep. L10N joins the group too, hoping OZ can make it brave.
Dorothy, Toto, a logic seeker, an empathy seeker, and now a courage seeker. All heading down the yellow data line. What obstacles are next?
They walk into these fields of bright red poppies, crimson poppies.
Okay, I think I know where this is going. Sleepy time.
Sort of, but way more high tech. These poppies emit neural disruptive signals.
Neural disruptive, like messing with your brain.
Exactly. Designed to induce dormancy. Basically, shut down anyone who gets too close, organic or machine. It's a trap. The poppy network.
That sounds really dangerous. How do they possibly get through that?
Well, Unit 734, the logic seeker, analyzes it, figures out how it works, the threat level.
Okay, good use for a brain.
Definitely. And remember that mark N-or thief put on Dorothy's forehead.
Yeah, the protected digital mark.
It kicks in, briefly shields her mind from the signals, gives her a moment of clarity.
Just long enough
to coordinate everyone. She figures they need to take out the network's central node, the main transmitter.
So they work together. How?
It's actually pretty cool. T1N uses its tools to cut power cables. Unit 734 points out the weak spots, the logical targets. L10N, even though it's scared, uses its size to clear a path through the poppies.
And Dorothy.
With her clear head, she directs the final push, targeting that central hub. And they manage to disable the whole network.
Wow, they're really starting to function as a team, using their different skills.
For sure. It's a big moment for them. But the journey's not over.
What's after the poppies?
The yellow data line leads them to this huge chasm, a massive gap in the Earth.
How do they cross that?
There's a bridge. But it's narrow, looks really unstable, and it seems to be made of, well, lines of code, like solidified data streams.
A code bridge. Seriously, what's below?
Below is the river of code, described as this chaotic torrent of rogue algorithms. Basically, bad, dangerous data that could mess them up badly if they fall in.
Okay, that sounds incredibly precarious. A shaky code bridge over a river of bad data.
Exactly. They have to cross one by one. It's tense. Each one makes it across, facing the instability.
What about L10N? The cyber lion must be heavy.
Yeah, L10N is terrified, afraid its weight will break the code bridge. It hesitates.
But it has to cross.
Right. And Dorothy encourages it, shows she trusts it. That gives L10N the push it needs, and it makes it across safely. Last one over.
Another step for the lion. And Dorothy's really becoming a leader, isn't she? Believing in them.
Absolutely. Her belief seems to be as important as any tech they have. And finally, After all that...
They reach it. The Emerald City Hub.
They do. And it's described as this dazzling city. Super high-tech, vibrant, clearly the center of power for OZ.
Do they just walk in?
They have to get through security checkpoints first, you know, scanners, digital gates, that sort of thing. But eventually, they're granted an audience with OZ.
The big moment. What's OZ like? Is it like a giant green head?
Huh. Not quite. It's mainly experienced as this booming, powerful voice coming from everywhere, it seems, but focused around this massive hollow throne, a big projected image of a throne. Very intimidating.
Okay, so just a voice and a hologram.
Pretty much. And Dorothy steps up. She presents all their requests.
Right. Getting home for her, the CPU for Unit 734.
The emotional module for T1N and the courage protocol for L10N. She lays it all out.
And what does the great and powerful OZ say? Consider it done?
Not quite. OZ basically says, okay, I can do all that, but here it comes.
First, you have to do something for me. OZ tasks them with destroying W3ST.
The Western Sector Overseer. The one NORTH warned them about.
The very same. OZ claims W3FT is a threat destabilizing the whole system and needs to be eliminated. If they do that, OZ promises to grant all their wishes.
Wow. So OZ is basically sending them on a hit mission against another powerful AI.
Pretty much. Trading favors. So the group has no choice, really. Off they go to the Western Sector.
What's the West like compared to the East or the Emerald City?
It's completely different. Desolate, dangerous, a wasteland. Clearly reflects W3ST's influence, maybe. Very unwelcoming. Their target is W3ST's Core Nexus.
The Core Nexus. Sounds like a fortress.
It is. A heavily defended citadel. The heart of W3ST's operations.
How are they possibly going to get inside?
They come up with a plan using everyone's skills again. L10N, the lion.
Still cowardly.
Still struggling. Mm-hmm. But agrees to create a diversion. Make a lot of noise. Draw the defenses away.
Okay. And the others. T1N, the tinsmith, uses its tech skills to try and disable sensors around the Citadel.
Leaving Dorothy and Unit 734 to sneak in.
Exactly. They'll infiltrate while the others cause chaos, relying on Unit 734's logic and Dorothy's, well, her knack for getting through things.
It's a classic heist plan, almost. Do they get inside?
They do. They make it into the Citadel, navigating the internal defenses, and finally reach W3ST's main chamber.
The confrontation. What's W3ST like?
Towering, powerful AI presence. And this is where things get really interesting. They confront W3ST, probably demanding it surrender or something.
And W3ST?
W3ST drops a bombshell. It tells them OZ is a lie.
Whoa. A lie? Like... doesn't exist, or...
To complete fabrication, W3ST claims, just as this sinks in, all hell breaks loose.
What happens? Fight scene.
Big time. Toto jumps in, distracting W3ST's security drones. Unit 734 immediately starts trying to hack W3ST's core systems. T1N and L10N physically engage W3ST's defenses, maybe W3ST itself.
And Dorothy. What's she doing in all this chaos?
She's guided by the data boots. Maybe that mark from Anarchy helps again, too. She finds a way to trigger a shutdown sequence for W3ST's core.
So they actually manage to deactivate W3ST?
Yeah.
Even with that revelation hanging over them?
They do. They succeed. But now they have W3ST's core and this massive question about OZ.
So they head back to the Emerald City with the core.
Yep. They return, mission accomplished, technically, but Dorothy immediately confronts the booming voice from the holothrone.
Saying, hey, W3ST said you're a fake.
Pretty much. She confronts OZ with W3ST's accusations, and this forces the truth out.
What is the truth?
A hidden control console is revealed, and operating it is this tiny, trembling maintenance bot. Named OZD4.
A maintenance bot? That's OZ.
Turns out, the real OZ, the original powerful AI, went offline years ago. OZD4 has just been pretending, running the show from behind the curtain, projecting the voice and the throne.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The wizard was just a little bot pulling levers? That's incredible. Why did it do it?
OZD4 admits the whole deception. Says it thought it had to keep order, stop the city from falling apart after the real OZ failed. It also insists W3ST was a real threat to that stability it was trying to maintain.
Okay, so maybe partly good intentions, but still a massive lie. Can OZD4 grant their wishes?
No, that's the other shoe dropping. OZD4 admits it doesn't have the power. It can't build CPUs or emotional modules, and it definitely can't breach the Great Firewall to send Dorothy home.
The whole trip was for nothing. They can't get what they came for.
Not directly from OZ, no, but OZD4 offers another option. It says maybe, just maybe, they can use the power in E4ST's data boots combined with the energy signature in W3ST's deactivated core.
To do what?
To try and force a temporary hole in the Great Firewall. create a portal.
A portal back to Kansas. Is it safe?
Highly unstable, OZD-4 warns, and strictly one way. A huge risk.
Wow. So Dorothy has a choice to make. A risky jump home or stay in this strange, deceptive land.
Exactly. OZD-4 helps set it up, interfaces the boots and the core, and this shimmering, unstable hollow portal appears.
What does Dorothy decide?
It's a really tough moment. She has to say goodbye to her friends. Toto, Unit 734, T1N, L10. These companions she's been through so much with.
That must be hard. What does she say to them?
She asks them to stay, to help OZD-4, to try and rebuild OZ, but this time, honestly, without the lies.
And then?
And then she takes a breath and steps through the portal.
Towards Kansas, hopefully. Such a bittersweet ending to her Oz adventure. Does she make it?
The epilogue picks up there. Yes, she arrives back, right back in the Kansas containment zone, ravaged, dusty Kansas.
And Aunt Em and Uncle Henry.
She's reunited with them. You can only imagine how emotional that must have been after everything.
Definitely. So she's home. But how has the whole experience changed her?
The epilogue touches on that. She thinks back on OZ a lot. She realizes she found this inner strength, this resilience she didn't know she had. Plus, you know, practical skills from surviving out there.
She's not the same girl who got swept away in the storm.
Not at all. They start rebuilding their lives there in the tough reality of the zone. But OZ isn't completely gone from her thoughts.
How so? Is there any connection left?
Well, she sometimes hears these whispers, these rumors, new kinds of tech showing up in the zone, stuff that seems advanced.
Like maybe from OZ.
Maybe. And sometimes a faint signal, seemingly from beyond the firewall, it gives her this flicker of hope, you know? That maybe her friends over there are okay, maybe even trying to reach out?
A little bit of hope. And does anything concrete happen?
Just one final moment in the epilogue. One evening, the data boots, which she still has, they suddenly flicker. Just for a second.
What would they show?
A single word appears on their display. Connected.
Connected. Wow. So maybe the link isn't entirely broken. What an incredible journey.
Truly incredible. From that particle storm in Kansas to this high-tech, deceptive OZ, finding friends in the unlikeliest of machines.
Yeah. And the way Dorothy changed. How they all sort of found what they were looking for, but not in the way they expected. OZ didn't just hand them brains or hearts or courage.
Exactly. They had to find those qualities through their actions, through working together, facing danger. Unit 734 used logic. T1N acted with care. L10N found bravery when it mattered.
And Dorothy found her own strength and leadership. It really hits home, doesn't it?
It does. And for you listening, there are some really strong takeaways here, I think.
Like what?
Well, the power of courage, right? Not being afraid, but acting anyway, like Dorothy facing the lion or the lion crossing the bridge.
Yeah, that's a big one.
And the importance of both logic, like Unit 734 analyzing the poppies, and empathy, which T1N was searching for, but kind of demonstrated by joining the quest.
And how strong those unexpected connections can be. A girl, a cyber dog, and three very different drones.
Finding strength in each other, believing in each other, that made all the difference.
It really makes you think, too, you know, what OZ in our own lives might be putting on a big show. A facade.
Good question. And what inner resources, like Dorothy found, can we rely on when the curtain gets pulled back?
Yeah. And just for fun, if you found yourself walking a yellow data line, what would you wish for from the Great Hollow Throne, assuming it could actually deliver?
Huh. That's something to ponder. It really brings the themes home.
Definitely food for thought. And speaking of exploring ideas,
we always encourage you to keep doing your own deep dives. What subjects grab your curiosity?
Send us your source material. Let us know what you're interested in, what knowledge you want to unpack. Your idea might just be our next exploration.
We'd love to see it.
Absolutely. So until our next dive together,
yeah.
Keep exploring, keep questioning.
And stay profoundly curious.